There's an empty seat on the Multnomah County Circuit Court. Judge Gregory Silver is retiring after serving since 2013. In the May primary elections, six candidates ran to replace him. Two of these candidates have advanced to the general election. They are Rima Gondour and Adrian Brown. Whoever's elected will oversee both civil and criminal cases for the Multnomah County Circuit Court. Joining us today is candidate Rima Gondour. Rima grew up in the Lebanese Civil War and was displaced to Iraq. She came to the United States for college when she was 18. Rima now runs a private, woman-owned law firm in Portland, handling a variety of cases. She has 23 years of experience in both public and private law practice. Rima has won several awards, including the Oregon State Bar President's Diversity and Inclusion Award and the Richard M. Ginsburg Award for Outstanding Leadership for Immigrant Rights, from the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Rima also co-founded the Arab American Cultural Center of Oregon, where she has served as president and is now a board member. If elected, Rima will become the first Muslim and Arab woman judge in Oregon. She's been endorsed by 25 judges, the National Lawyers Guild, 13 out of 14 unions in Multnomah County, and many minority community associations. Rima Gondour, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having me here today.
You've spoken before about the importance of representation. How does being a circuit court judge factor into advancing racial justice?
Yes, Brian, representation is important because for us to have trust in the judicial system, we have to, the judges and the juries actually have to be representative of the people that they are serving. It's vital to have a perspective, different perspectives as a judge when you do your deliberations, and that will promote legitimacy of the court. And once you have an increased trust in the court, people will feel and know that they can come to the court and not worry about being prejudiced against because of race or religion or disability or any of the many wars we can go through.
You lived through war and dictatorships in your early life. How does that inform your perspective on the importance of civil liberties?
Yeah, you know, growing up, civil liberties were rarely discussed. And in Iraq, there were very free speech is really important. Freedom of assembly is very, very important. Seeing the lack of what I consider basic rights growing up makes me a strong supporter and protector of our civil liberties. They're very important. They're what keeps the democracy going in the long term, and are important for everyday citizens to be able to live their fullest life.
Your opponent, Adrian Brown, is positioning herself as someone who holds the Portland Police Bureau accountable for their brutality. If you're elected, how will you address police brutality?
I will address police brutality case by case as it comes to me. I will make sure that there is no additional preferences in my courtroom regarding if the testimony is coming from a police officer versus a non-police officer citizen that's in the court. And it's frankly up to the DA whether they bring cases in or not. And if they do, I will make sure that my courtroom is as welcoming as possible for the patients and that everybody is treated equally in the courtroom.
When you spoke to us in May, you said you don't want people to be afraid of the legal system. How can the courts become more inclusive and accessible to vulnerable and marginalized communities in Multnomah County?
Yeah, this is something that I've heard a lot from different community members that are afraid to come to the courts, afraid to bring legitimate and righteous cases to the court because they really don't believe they can get a fair shake. So one way of combating that is having, I know you're saying the word representation, but it's having representation and having this representative of the different communities of color in the court, be out in the community, so that the community knows that they're there, knows that there is tolerance and actually inviting in of different people, different cultures, different abilities. So they know that they are welcome and their cases are going to be judged on the merits of the case. And that if there is any indication that there's anything else going on in the courtroom, the judge is going to call the parties to account for them.
Some of our most vulnerable people are the houseless and those without health care. Can a circuit court judge help to fix Multnomah County's income inequality?
Well, a circuit court judge will be hearing cases on which on wage theft. They will be hearing cases on landlord-tenant issues, all issues that affect income inequalities. So, again, depending on the case, but there is some influence there or some ability to fix the problem. The problem is when by the time things come to the court, they're already broken, right? So it's trying to make the best of what's something that's already broken.
Another issue our listeners are concerned about is climate change. What impact would your election have on the climate crisis?
Probably not much. We, as judges, we won't be able to, we don't legislate, right? Legislature, laws come from the legislature. There might be cases that are being brought in front of the judges, and those will have to be decided case by case.
Can you share with us a little bit about your volunteer work and civic experience outside of practicing law?
Yeah, so one of the things I do love, in, I love the RBG quote on it, that the things that mean the most to her was the work that she was not paid for. And to me, that is, I feel the same with that. I don't want to go through too many things, but at least in the legal community, I have spent years on the board of the Multnomah Bar Association and the Oregon Women Lawyers Multnomah Chapter. I became president of both organizations, and the whole idea during that time was to bring voices from the margins that have been asking and wanting to be heard and not being heard. And talking about some difficult issues, like, rape and sexual harassment in the workplace as lawyers. I've also worked with Oregon State Bar on diversity and equity issues for years. And one of my dear friends in my heart has been when I first came to Oregon, met some people and started the Arab American Cultural Center of Oregon with a bunch of them. And it's an organization where we try to bring culture understanding, try to get rid of stereotypes, and get everybody to come together in a fun, loving way and enjoy each other's cultures and learn about each other. Those are some of the things I've done. I've also done DACA renewal and refugee readjustment. I'm not an immigration attorney, but I've volunteered a lot of work doing that to make sure our refugees and new immigrants and our dreamers are able to stay in the U.S.
Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to consider before November's election?
Yes. I mean, elections are important. We have national elections, which are very, very important. But a lot of change can happen at the local level. In judicial elections are one where people don't know who to vote for, and so they just don't fill in the bubble. I'd ask your listeners to actually go in, research it. The judges are the ones who are going to handle the most stressful part of your life, usually. And you want somebody there who has the compassion, the empathy, the lived experience to understand where you're coming from. So that's what I would leave them with. And please vote.
Rima, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you so much, Ryan, and you have a great evening.
In November's general election, voters will decide between Rima Gondour and Adrian Brown for seat 12 of the Multnomah County Circuit Court's 4th District. Election day is Tuesday, November 3rd. the Postal Service recommends mailing in your ballot at least a week in advance. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Brian Oster.